It is an experience shared by millions of girls and young women around the world. They were married against their will before 18 years old. Born in Britain but of Indian descent, Jasvinda Sangera witnessed her sisters taken out of school in England at 15 and married to men they have never met.
I was 14 when my mother presented the photograph of the man I was to learn I was promised to when I was 8. And I was the one who said, no, I'm not marrying this man.
Unlike her sisters, Sangera ran away and was disowned by her parents and siblings.
And also, I'm seen as the shameful, dishonorable daughter who could contaminate their families and their children too. Going to school was one thing. Going home and closing your front door, it was another world. That was the stronger world of the two.
Sangera wrote a book about her experience and is educating others about how strong traditional beliefs in the practice of forced marriage is still happening in both developed and the developing nations. For Indians living in Britain, she says it is not uncommon for a daughter to be married to a man in India so he can have a British passport. In South Asia, Latin America, and Sub-Saharan Africa, where the practice is most prevalent, the ideals of honor and shame are also reasons why girls marry early.
Families are afraid for girls to get active sexually early before they're married, so that that would bring shame to the family if that happened, if the girl was to become pregnant particularly.
Anne Goddard of Child Fund International says for many communities, poverty is one major reason why families force their young daughters into marriage.
Families can't afford to raise and feed and educate a girl, so they're more likely to then encourage the girl to marry early.
She says keeping the girls in school through compulsory education can help stop the practice of forced marriages of girls.
It's well documented that every year longer that a girl stays in school, she grows up to be healthier. The children she has end up being healthier. When girls can stay in school, they can also contribute to the income of their own family.
First Lady Chantal Kampore of Burkina Faso says her country started a program that has kept many girls in school.
Au Burkina Faso, nous sommes arrivés à un stade où
we started to give food to those girls at the end of each week so that they do stay in school, so their parents cannot say that they're losing money or food or this workforce when the girls are going to school instead of staying at home and working.
Anne Warner from the International Center for Research on Women says there needs to be more coordination between leaders from governments and grassroots organizations to continue the work that has already been done in preventing early forced marriages.
There's plenty of evidence from around the world that communities are changing.
But change is not happening fast enough for Jasvinda Sangera.
What happens in my family is no different to what is happening today in Britain.
She says Indian girls in Britain and other parts of the world are still being married off without their consent, and they are accepting the practice as normal. She says not only do parents need to be educated, but girls also need to be empowered to know they have the right to refuse a marriage. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.